The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Beer.
There's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
His playing style.
I have a little bit of a prick in me, I think, a quieter one. It wasn't always comfortable, but I did it. And I just did it and, you know, accepted that was the way it was.
Coffee crisp.
I just hold on to it. I just hold on and I suck on it. Right in the roof of my mouth. It's unbelievable.
Whatever this is.
His speed was so fast, he would just take off. And then he beat Manning. Got a little distracted there.
It's time for Struds On.
A new coach, new start. So we all know that De Alisa fired the coach. They brought in Sheldon Keefe. And, you know, we got a chance to listen to the press conference that Keefe had talking about what he thinks has to do. I want to just read a quote that jumped off the page at me. This is Sheldon Keefe, the new coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And he said this, and I'm quoting, "We have a lot of work to do, a lot of things to really just renew the spirit of the team. That's really the main focus. And so if we can tweak a couple of things that can inspire confidence, hopefully we can build on that. And if I'm a player sitting in that dressing room, I absolutely love this. You know, from what you hear and when you watch the Leafs play, they seem like a team that was lacking energy, lacking jump, lacking, in the words of Sheldon Keefe, any spirit. And when he says, I'm just trying to let these guys get their spirit back, and then we'll change just a couple minor things, but confidence. Confidence is a big thing. Asking them to make plays, saying you can make plays. And the spirit of a team is huge. And I guess I would fall under the culture umbrella. And there's a lot of people that believe that culture doesn't exist. You know, I'll tell you what, you look at them to Oilers, I believe culture does exist. Look how things have changed from Dave Tippett, with Tippett here. You know, what is he doing right? Well, is he a calmer presence? Yeah, probably a calmer presence. Maybe shorter meetings. Just taking a win for a win instead of being really worried about, how you win or maybe how you lose a close one. So it's pretty exciting time. So when you sit down and look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, those guys haven't been playing with a lot of excitement, a lot of passion. Was the previous coach really nailing them down and making it hard for them? Yeah, I think in many ways it was. But he was trying to make them better as well. But when it all comes together, when it all works out towards this new coach coming in, I think renewed energy is the number one thing he can do in the short term while he's tweaking a few things. Don't expect massive line changes and forwards playing D and D playing forward and all of a sudden radical change to their system, because each system is slightly different. There's not massive changes. But getting that energy back in that room, I think that's huge. And Tyson Asher, a good friend who covers the Coyotes very well, said in his one of the tweets he sent out, he said, "I've seen a lot of teams come through here, and one that's lost six in a row, I've never seen such a loud, excited group on the ice as the Leafs in their pregame skate." So it's a really, it's an interesting time, and I almost sound like I'm cheering for the Leafs, but I'm not. I'm cheering to see what kind of an influence a new coach can have who maybe has a different philosophy. So Greg's renewing the spirit of the team for the Leafs. Is it enough to get them back in the playoffs? They've got a lot of talent. They're halfway there. They just got to get that excitement going.
It's unique about excitement. I do believe that's a big part of it. You know, when you listen to Oscar Klefbom and, you know, some of the other players, Dave Tippett's coaching, you've made part of it. Changes have been a key to their success, no question. But the desire and willingness for the players to do what the coach has asked them to do.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do you think there was a fight back, like a blowback from that group there?
Tippett or
you know, in Toronto, that they were just like, you know what, I'm not... We're not on the same page as Babcock anymore, and we're not necessarily enjoying his message, and we don't want to do what he wants.
Can I say this, Grace? I think it's the way you deliver the message.
Okay.
You know, I think there's a point where, and I hear like today's player, but I think in general, you know, people don't want to be browbeat all the time with this is how we're doing and this is it, and almost a sarcastic type message. You have to be, you have to entice the guys and. Through inspiring them to be a better version than they are themselves today, to be a more complete player, to give more, and to not let the guy down beside you. And when you start getting down, you start creating, and it can start as a small thing, like a guy blocking a shot, or a player, maybe taking a short change, and because that short change is getting a fresh guy out there that can go create some offense and score a goal. Like, those are all things that add up. And you not very often do you sit as a coach, or have I seen a coach stand up and, you know, over the course of a game, 80 games, stand up and say, guys, this is, we're going to win one for the Kipper, and all these big speeches. It's oftentimes small moments where a coach inspires someone. And case in point, the Edmonton Oilers, when Ethan Bear was asked by Dave Tippett, do you smell or can you hear opportunity knocking? You know, that to me is an example of a perfect example right there. A guy, coach saying, hey, man, there's a chance here for you to step up and do something special. And that inspires him. He's not saying, he's telling that you can do it. You are capable of accomplishing this. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how they respond. In the short term, obviously, there'll be a bump. We all know after Coach Shame there's a bump. But can they sustain it when they come out of that? Are there the new way they're playing exciting? Can they get themselves going and playing the type of hockey that for them will be successful?
That's Struds On, brought to you by the Building Trades of Alberta. Go to bta.ca. You can find out all about the Building Trades of Alberta, who represent 18 Alberta union locals with over 60,000 skilled construction, maintenance, and fabrication workers spread out across our fine province.